Today, partly sunny in the morning, then becoming mostly cloudy. Scattered showers and thunderstorms.
If you've followed the weather for even the past few days, daily weather predictions have been pretty well predictable. Sunny in the morning, cloudy in the afternoon, a chance of rain as the day wears on and the sun starts to drop. The monsoon season has arrived in Colorado, the annual time when hot, high pressure in the atmosphere moves east across the Continental Divide, and cool, moist air comes trailing in behind it. It's a reliable weather pattern, but exactly how reliable?
This is the operations area. It's changed quite a bit over the years.
North Dakota.
North Dakota test.
Myself, I'm the lead forecaster today. Ellen is...
Norvin Larson is a forecaster for the National Weather Service at its Grand Junction office.
The monsoon is very... what's the word I'm looking for? It's...
He says the southwestern monsoon doesn't really follow a strict timeline, so predicting its behavior isn't exactly easy.
It's hard to look at the monsoon as being anything official. It really isn't. It's more of a regime. It's hard to nail down. If you're thinking of the Indian Ocean monsoon, it's not as predictable and persistent. The bursts and breaks can be any amount of time, really. There are no rules for it.
The bursts and breaks he refers to are the monsoon's weekly cycles, the few days or couple weeks of daily rains, followed by brief dry spells. Larson points to a desktop screen swirling with colors and numbers.
You got the high pressure over the panhandle. This is classic for us. We set up this high pressure over the panhandle region of the southern states, Oklahoma and Texas. And
each year around early July, winds in the southwestern United States pull moisture from the Pacific Ocean or the Gulf of Mexico up through the plains and into western Colorado. But Larson says even that basic pattern can vary from year to year.
During our first monsoonal burst, the high pressure was actually to the west of us, which was very atypical. It took the long way around.
It is easy to say that there will be a monsoon. It is hard to say exactly when and where.
Nolan Duskin is the state climatologist based at CSU in Fort Collins. Like Larson, he says predicting monsoon behavior is a tricky business.
Often the best forecast is simply what is the expectation from climatology. In other words, what have past years shown us? And it is easy to predict 2 to 5 days in advance, difficult to predict 2 to 5 weeks in advance.
So if it's that hard to predict monsoon rains week to week, you can imagine the challenge climatologists face in studying how larger scale monsoon cycles are affected by global climate change. And then when scientists do study those changes, the results can seem almost ironic.
It's been thought, theorized, and slightly proven that widespread drought conditions over the western U.S. may actually accentuate the monsoon, helps the southwest.
Duskin says that hotter, drier conditions may actually help draw moisture into western Colorado. Hotter temperatures trigger the wind patterns that bring on monsoon rains. So during times of drought, we may actually see more rain during the monsoon season. Thankfully, that can help balance out the drought's harsh effects on agriculture.
Even after a year with poor snowpack, below average stream flow, below average reservoir and stream water supplies, you can still come in with a good damp monsoon season. And without making up those deficits, you can still have a comfortable summer without the extreme drought impacts.
Despite the wide variety in each year's monsoon season, one thing does remain pretty stable: the threat of mudslides or floods. That's especially true in summers like this year's, with heavy wildfire activity and steep terrain.
Going from Telluride out to Placerville and on through Norwood, Highway 145, and especially in this area.
Larson points out spots on a map that he says are prone to flooding, even without wildfires. But when massive fires like the West Fort Complex do burn through rugged mountainous terrain, mudslides and floods become a constant threat, even for years after the fire's been put out. Case in point for Larson was the Missionary Ridge fire of 2002.
Typically, an inch an hour can create problems in steep terrain. They found that, you know, less than half an inch an hour over those burned soils, because there was no vegetation to hold that water back. And not only that, the soil was charred so hard, it basically created almost like an asphalt covering. So, I mean, the rainfall just ran right off of it. We monitor those areas very closely, realizing that that the rainfall is going to be profoundly different in those areas. It's really very surprising.
While the nature of monsoons can and usually does change from one year to the next, Duskin says there isn't much evidence yet that monsoon cycles are changing on a larger scale.
The monsoon has always been a bit erratic. It still is. And the main thing that we've been able to see is a tendency towards warmer temperatures and higher summer evaporation rates. But in terms of the precipitation from the monsoon, we have not seen what I would call a systematic trend, just a lot of year-to-year variations.
For I See Change in the Almanac.org, I'm Travis Bubinick.